Let's return to the situation in counties Kildare, Laois and Offaly, which have had restrictions reimposed for these next 2 weeks. Many businesses have had to close their doors again a few short weeks after they were allowed to reopen. We're joined now by the Sinn Féin TD for Laois Offaly, Brian Stanley. Brian Stanley, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Audrey.
You want further supports for business in the region over and above what's already been announced nationwide?
Yes. Well, what's happened here is that people went home from work on Friday evening. Businesses closed up as normal on Friday evening. And people discovered that by Saturday morning they didn't have a job to go into or a job to return to this morning. So we are in a very difficult situation in the three counties. The almost 400,000 people affected and the communities around them are affected very badly. And while the problem is mainly a meat plant problem, and that's been well highlighted, you know, it's having an effect right across the towns in Laois and Offaly and Kildare.
So what do you want to see the government put in place?
Well, they have put in place stimulus, and a lot of that we have welcomed in Sinn Féin. But you're looking at a situation now where businesses are going to have a real cash flow problem. There's businesses that have invested money to reopen, they've put in special measures in place, they've gone over and above what you would normally do. And what they really will need, hopefully when they try and get to reopen very soon again, is grants and enhanced grants, because you know, high interest loans will be no good to them. They really need, at that stage, they will need cash to reopen. They will also need, and I think at this stage, the VAT situation will need to be looked at, that VAT is completely written off. For if they're in areas like this where there are you know, multiple lockdowns or repeated lockdowns, that they will need a complete VAT write-off for this year. And I think very importantly, Audrey, for the workers, you know, because this is about workers and it's about livelihoods. The workers, you know, there's plans to reduce pub is being reduced. Rent freeze is now just a very precarious situation with rent freezes. So for workers and families as well, in Laois, Offaly and Kildare, where you've had a repeat lockdown, is, you know, there needs to be no question about any cuts to pub for affected workers.
Well, the changes to PUP, the pandemic unemployment payment, aren't coming in until the 17th of September. So, I mean, fingers crossed, the lockdown or the restrictions will be eased well before then.
Well, that's the hope. But if we're going to have a lot of meat plants in the area, if we're going to have repeated lockdowns like that, we need that. But also full continuation of the rent freeze. And, you know, the government needs to look at other measures that can be provided as well. I think it's very important that, you know, there's a lot of businesses who are on life support machines already, you know, just about getting back up and running in the area. And now they're hit with this. And unfortunately, this is going to be a choice between, do we want to resuscitate and try and keep some of those businesses going and get them restarted, or do we want to see further job losses? You know, we have a huge unemployment rate at the moment. Do we want to bring that down? Do we want to get those people back into work? And I think that will be, you know, very difficult decisions to be made there.
The Taoiseach is going to be on with us now in a couple of minutes after yourself, Brian. Petula is going to be interviewing him, and he's coming in essentially to talk about the Restart Plus scheme, €300 million, grants of €25,000 for businesses to restart. Is that sufficient?
There are hotels. I can tell you that there's hotels in this region. €25,000 will not be enough for. And you know, I've spoken to hotel owners over the last 2 months. They're in a very, very difficult situation. And obviously, that industry now is now more or less locked down this morning. And, you know, they're really going to... They have cash flow problems right into next year. But what they do tell me, Audrey, is that, you know, come next spring, a lot of them have weddings booked out. There's been postponed weddings. And next year, please God, if the COVID is... If we can get on top of this pandemic, they will actually have a very good level of business coming in. Their problem is how do they get from now till next March? That is the real problem here for a lot of those businesses. And government need to deal with that directly with that sector.
The other state support scheme that was introduced along with the pandemic unemployment payment was the wage subsidy scheme. And a proportion of the meat factories are on that scheme. Meat Industry Ireland told the Oireachtas COVID Committee last month, a month ago today, that beef production fell significantly in April and early May. It's been recovering since, but the chairman of the committee had figures to show that there was only a 5% reduction in the kill numbers year on year. Would you question some of those meat factories being on the wage subsidy scheme?
I would question an awful lot of what's going on in the meat industry, and that's not to say that a lot of the meat factories are doing everything right and doing it by the book, but certainly from what I've seen over the last 4 to 5 months, there's a lot of meat factories that are doing everything the opposite way, and the response to the pandemic in some of the plants was absolutely appalling, and I brought this to the attention of Minister Creed and indeed other ministers as far back as the 15th of April. And there's a whole situation as well that come to light last week, where it turns out that some of the workers from Eastern Europe may have their pay accounts being run through their country of origin. Yeah. There's a lot of creative accountancy appears to be going on in the meat industry. Not to mention bad practices regarding health and safety, okay. And that all needs to be addressed. But okay. let's recognise that some factories here in this region have done very, very well. And when they did have outbreaks, they responded well. Okay. Some of them did not, and we need to address those failures.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Brian Stanley, Sinn Féin TD for Laois Offaly. It's 7:46.